We have reported here on pocket-sized devices that translate from English to Spanish and are used by police officers who have to have some Spanish on the job. Well, now, with those posted to Afghanistan in mind, comes a software system designed to teach Pashto, language of the Pashtuns. You can access voice recognition software that will translate word by word or teach lessons related to a workbook by dialing 1-866-534-8531.
It is the language of the Taliban militia.
Select a choice from the menu. Press 555 for voice-activated dictionary lookup. Please speak the English word. The system will look for the equivalent.
Where?
This word means aga on Pashto. Please select a choice from the menu. To enter another word, press 1. Please speak the English word. The system will look for the equivalent.
Location.
This word means wufa in Pashto.
So one could ask, where is the location of Mullah Mohammed Omar? The system is the brainchild of Stephen Donahue, professor of English as a second language at Miami-Dade Community College. The idea was to create a database with everyday Pashto words.
War, peace, bullet, mountain, machine gun, water, those sort of words. We tried to pare it down to 1,000 essential words without having words that could get you in trouble, like love, for instance, has a lot of connotations that you don't even want to use over there.
If someone actually were using this on the battlefield in Afghanistan, they wouldn't be calling up Miami, would they? That isn't how you would access the recorded dictionary, or would you?
Well, no, it's really meant, and it's been given to several parts of the military. It's for use over here because, you know, they change troops over there, and before people go over there, they like to study and know a couple of words. It can make you safer, more secure, can build up your confidence. Besides that, you can, you know, start to develop an ear for the language.
Why don't we call up and hear lesson one and how that might sound over the telephone? Here goes.
Press 1 to study. Lessons 125. Press 2 to
well,
study.
Let's press 1 for lesson 1.
Find the English word for the Pashto word.
Akhta. Akhta. Akhta.
Please select a choice. Press 1 for then. Press 2 for busy. Press 3 for electricity.
Well, I haven't done the homework yet, so I don't know, but let's see if I hit 3 and think it's electricity.
You selected electricity, or 3. This is not correct.
Oops.
Listen and repeat the Pashto word for...
B-U-S-Y...
Achta. Achta.
Achta. Achta. Achta.
Sorry, your pronunciation of the Pashto word for...
Achta. Achta.
Achta.
Sorry, no service representatives are available.
I'm obviously in need of service, is what I'm in need of here.
Having too much
fun. I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
No, you wouldn't, no. Well, how many people actually could you handle calling in to study Pashto at the same time on the phone?
This is like an expanding thing, this voice recognition over telephone lines. They have millions of people calling these for airlines and things like that, so they could probably handle 1 million callers.
Well, Professor Donahue, thank you very much for telling us about it.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and I hope people can use it, and it's available free to the military or to the government right now to play with during this time of crisis over there.
Stephen Donahue, who is professor of English as a second language at Miami-Dade Community College, he spoke to us from member station WLRN in Miami.